Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution, writing at defining ideas about the Middle East and what is to be done. To attach the debate to this is not necessary, but I will mention, Richard, that the vice president said the two-state solution is the way forward. The two-state solution is an idea from the past. It does not take into account the conditions of today. Iran is attacking Israel with its tentacles. That's the metaphor that's used. Israel finds it unacceptable to continue to take the punishment from Hezbollah, the punishment from the Houthis, the threats from Hamas, the betrayal, if that's what it is called, by Cairo. And Israel will deal with the threat as an existential matter. It will defend itself. A two-state solution is completely another world, another galaxy. I'm presuming that once in office, the vice president would not continue to pursue such an illusion. Well, how do you measure the Middle East under President Harris?
Well, I think it's going to be the same thing as Biden, only worse. The two-state solution is not a bright new idea by somebody looking forward to the next generation. It's the same mantra that Biden has been pushing since he's been president. And the basic position, he says, is I'll protect you against Iran by putting my aircraft carriers in there. The Iranians will respond to that by going underground, at least in the short run. But what happens is the Hamas situation in Gaza remains unchanged. So who is going to be that second state that you want to have? He has no plan. Biden and Harris has no plan for getting rid of Hamas as an organization. Indeed, what they've done is everything by way of moral suasion, arms slows down, and a thousand of other indirect diplomatic threats to make sure that the Israelis cannot win the war of Gaza. And so far, they've done very, very well. So what happens is Netanyahu tries to arrange a strategic retreat. And what he's trying to do is to get rid of sitting in the quagmire and trying to shut off all the arms coming in from Egypt through the Philadelphia corridor and so forth, which is porous. The Israelis want to block it up. And you don't get any support from that from the president. The British allies have become absolutely hopeless. If you recall, when the mandate was in place in the 1940s, the British Labour Party was virulently anti-Israeli or anti-Jewish at the time. And this new guy is exactly the same way, but they are not going to be helpful. So the Israelis, I think, are going to have to basically forsake their allies and go after them regardless. But the loss of arms and weaponry is a very high price to pay. My guess is that when the United States continues to do this way and the Israelis need arms, they're going to get it from different sorts of places. I have no idea exactly what they are, but if I had to guess, the same people who are supporting Ukrainian efforts other than the United States will be the people who will sell or grant arms to Israel. Places like Bulgaria, places like Poland and so forth, places like the Czech Republic, because I don't think anybody could count on the United States. Well, there's this huge power vacuum and so forth. It means that the evil axis on the other side is going to have more running room than they would other do. So there's only one way to change this, and she's not going to do it. He hasn't done it. The American strategy is we can always play defense. So think of yourself as a boxer. And what you do is you have those huge paddles in your hand, and the other guy's coming at you, and you block every one of the punches. But since you have the paddles in your hand, you can't throw punches of your own. And that's what Biden wants. He wants to shoot down missiles, but he doesn't want to take out the missile bases. And he's done that in Ukraine, and he's done that with respect to Israel. We don't know what he's going to do with respect to Taiwan, but that situation continues to degenerate under his rule. And so I think that what I have said and what I will repeat again is the only way you can deal with Hamas is to obliterate them. There are no half solutions under these circumstances. And the longer you allow this to persist in an alternative style, the further removed the two-state solution would be. So just think of one question. The column I wrote was attacking what I regard as the worst of American commentators on the Middle East, Thomas Friedman, consistently insistent and consistently wrong. But the question you have to ask, is this new Palestinian state going to be demilitarized? And you have four combinations. Well, they'll demilitarize and the Israelis will demilitarize. Well, that's the end of Israel. Or what's going to happen is they're going to basically have foreign troops come into their territories because as a sovereign state, they're allowed to admit them. And all of a sudden, you're going to see 100,000 Iranian troops are sitting on the border of issues, ready to attack at any particular point in time. How are you going to enforce a non-militarized state? I mean, it's laughable, but there's somebody like Thomas Friedman who actually believes you could get a bunch of Moroccans and Egyptians and so forth, Arabs, to do this, all of whom will turn tail within the moment they arrive.
Do they say two-state solution to stop the conversation? Is that how it's used? Because what you're identifying is that it's not practical. It never was practical, perhaps, but certainly not now during the war with Iran. Is that why they use two-state solution?
No, I think they're even stupider than that. I think Biden actually believes what he said. Because as you indicated, he's in a time war. He thought that this was the solution. And remember, the Israelis came very close to offering this in the early 90s.
In the late 20th century, that was the idea, but that's a quarter of a century ago.
And not only that, what happened is Arafat never said no, but he never said yet. And it became very clear that it was never going to happen. No, those days are gone. At this particular point, the Arab leadership has gone worse. And to think that the Palestinian Authority, totally corrupt, led by Abbas and so forth, is going to be able to lead this negotiation is the kind of fantasy for which Biden has paid a heavy price, and Harris will pay the same price as well. She is utterly unacceptable in the Middle East, and everything she said on that show was nonsense.
Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago, writing at Defining Ideas. I'm John Bennett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.